Cuomo pushed to allow companies, including Uber and Lyft, to operate in upstate and on Long Island, and the service began in late June. There have been reports that potential passengers in more rural and remote areas have been unable to quickly summon drivers, if at all. And some local transit authorities have tacked on additional fees that riders must pay as part of their bill to Uber, Lyft, and other companies. But the governor says people should be patient. He says, after all, it's only been 2 weeks.
So let's give it some time. I'm sure it's not going to solve every problem.
Right.
But it's also no doubt that it's been a welcome relief all across the board, and it was the right move, and I'm proud of it.
Areas outside New York City are one of the last regions of the country to have Uber and Lyft. Cuomo, speaking in Buffalo, says the exclusion of ride-hailing from upstate and Long Island was an injustice.
I think it was a slight to Western New York and the upstate communities. I think it was a pattern of the state and the state government often overlooking the interests of upstate New York.
Alaska was the only other state not to allow ride-hailing services until that state's governor signed a bill into law in mid-June. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.